to bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
Collector's Corner every Wednesday around this time here on 1600 ESPN, talking sports cards and collectibles here on the show. I've been collecting both since I was a kid and happy to share what knowledge I might have with you, the listener. As always, if you have questions or ideas about future topics on the segment each week, you can reach out via the text line 319-366-1600 or via email. I mentioned last week, I've had a couple listeners now and again send questions about sports collectibles via email to spencer@kgymradio.com, and happy to chat with you that way. A couple different stories on the books here for today, or on the agenda here for today. The big event last week, if you're on social media at all and you follow the official Topps account or any of the big brands, Fanatics too, or any sports celebrity, you probably saw quite a bit from Fanatics Fest. Topps is owned by Fanatics, of course. We've talked about that on the program before. And Fanatics Fest is, it's a card show, but it's a trade show. It's a sports show. There's big brands that have nothing to do with sports there. And some of the biggest names in sports were there. Tom Brady was there. Derek Jeter was there. There was a cool video on Topps' social media of him surprising three young collectors with, excuse me, hobby boxes of Topps baseball cards, which is pretty cool. Imagine you're sitting there opening up packs with your friends and Derek Jeter walks up and, hey guys, how'd you like a free hobby box? Like, oh, all right. Hey, absolutely. If I'm a kid or even an adult, I'm not turning down a free meeting with Derek Jeter or anybody like that, but I'd be pretty stoked about that. But it was a gathering of who's who, a lot of famous people there. Livy Dunn was there. Paul Skeens wasn't because he was pitching. You had Victor Wembanyama, who's into collecting now. So many big-name stars there and a lot of who's who in the hobby. There was a pretty big deal that went down at trade night, and it involved not only Jaden Daniels, the quarterback for the Washington Commanders, but Josh Harris, the owner of the Commanders. He actually bought a one-of-one, meaning the only card of its kind in existence, of his star quarterback. It is the 2024 Prism Black Finite. It's a pretty cool looking card. This is radio, so I can't show you what it looks like, obviously, but if you look for the story about the sale anywhere, just Google it or go to sportscollectorsdaily.com, which is a site I use a lot to help help with the segment. The card sold it to Josh Harris for $500,000 and a pair of signed Daniels jerseys. So he gets the card. It was graded a 9.5, meaning it's not a 10. It's just a smidge below a 10. You'd love to have it a perfect 10, but not everything can be perfect, especially in trading cards. And Harris gets the card, and the guy who had it, which I believe it was a known card Instagrammer, influencer, whatever you call it, gets the cash and the signed Daniels jerseys. Fair trade. I mean, it's a trading card. I'm not a Commanders fan. If I was, I like Jaden Daniels. I think he's a good quarterback. I enjoy watching him play football. But if I had a card like that, if I had like a life-changing card like that, I don't think I'd be hesitant to take the cash, especially because, I mean, we all could use an extra $500,000. And if I'm still getting, it was an autographed card. Right, it was a card. Not autograph card, but it was one of the best rookie cards of Daniels out there. If I'm getting an autograph, two autographs plus a metric ton of cash, maybe not a metric ton, but you get my point. If I'm getting that in the deal, I'm cool with it, especially with the cash. Right,
I'd be fine with it. I didn't see much from Fanatics Fest. I did see one thing, and that was KD being traded in the middle of his stage appearance. That was pretty funny.
Kevin Durant was there on Sunday, and he got informed of being traded to the Rockets while on stage and doing a question and answer with Taylor Rooks, I believe, from Bleacher Report. So, yes, that was one of the more notable things to come out of Fanatics Fest as well. KD learning live on Topps actually turned that moment into a trading card. Shows you what they're all about. They have an autographed KD. KD learns about trade at Fanatics Fest. With it, but $500,000, two Jaden Daniels autographed jerseys for the Black Finite one of one, graded a 9.5 by Beckett. I'd take the cash and the jerseys any day.
Yeah, I'd be fine with a little extra cash there.
I'm cool with that. So that was one of the big headlines coming out of Fanatics Fest. The other story to get to today, and I don't have a ton of time, unfortunately, but the 2022 baseball card class. When you're opening 2022 baseball cards, you are likely opening Topps Update, because that has Bobby Witt Jr., Julio Rodriguez, well, Royce Lewis when he's healthy and playing. There's a number of other players in there. Spencer Torkelson's in there as well. Those are the big three, Witt, J-Rod, and Torkelson. And a few others have popped up in that set. The 2022 Series 1 checklist took a massive, massive hit, and rightfully so, when Wander Franco was arrested for doing bad things. He might be convicted by tomorrow, by the way, so we may have some news on that. But the 2022 rookie class has not been the best. There's a few names here and there, like Spencer Strider and O'Neill Cruz, that popped up from the earlier releases, the non-update releases. But the Series 1 Topps set is getting a big boost by an unlikely hero. And that unlikely hero is Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, the catcher for the Seattle Mariners, who has, he's like 31, 32 home runs right now. He had a couple more over the weekend against the Cubs. I didn't see what he did against the Twins last night as they play a series in Minnesota. But Cal Raleigh, if you're looking for rookie cards of the big dumper, 2022 Topps Series 1 is the place to be. It has Shohei Ohtani on the cover, and because it was Series 1, they printed a ton of it, and it's still likely readily available. And for everybody that bought a lot of Wander Franco stuff thinking he would be the next big thing, I am totally raising my hand here in the studio. I find it tough to throw away trading cards, but I may have to finally purge those. I found them the other day, and I'm like, I can't. I'm not keeping them because I want them. I have them in one of my sale boxes from when I've done card shows before. And I'm like, nobody's going to want these. He's going to be convicted. Even if he's exonerated, right, for his trial, and MLB probably still not going to want to touch that with a 39.5-foot pole. So Wander Franco, no longer the savior of Top Series 1 from 2022, but Cal Raleigh, if you're following the Mariners, he might be the guy to watch there. I haven't checked out the sales stats for Mr. Raleigh, but quite the rise to success this year with Seattle. And one of the best stories in baseball, I think, and one of the best nicknames, the Big Dumper. Most random. It's like, have you seen Peyton Williams, the former Iowa baseball player? His nickname in the minors is the Iowa Meat Truck, because apparently one of his buddies owns a meat truck. And they hey, wouldn't that be a great nickname if you took on the Iowa Meat Truck? Oh, we need him in the major leagues so badly. Come on, Toronto. What are you waiting for? Well, they got Vladdy Jr. in Toronto. Unless they move him, there might not be a spot for Peyton Williams in Toronto. But great nickname, great player. Cal Raleigh, one of the newest hot players in baseball cards here this week. 319-366-1600. That is your Collector's Corner shortened edition. We'll get back to a little bit extended edition. Hopefully the clock will work in our favor coming up next week. As usual, podcasts available at kgymradio.com. Sports Menu will wrap up the show coming up next and take a look at the night ahead. That's coming up here on 1600 ESPN. Hey, it's Spencer here for Quickstar, and it's time to gear up for Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb, where every